House of Cedric Bixby the 14th, diplomat of the World Assembly. Mr. Bixby lies at this moment sprawled across the floor in an adjoining room.
According to our information, this must be the place. Come in, Holmes.
Of course it's the place, Watson. The home of Cedric Bixby.
How can you be so sure, Holmes?
Elementary. The address is on file.
Of course.
And according to calculations, something seems to be amiss here.
That's purely an assumption.
Not at all. Cedric Bixby was last seen entering this apartment 2 weeks ago. Since then, the automatic clock in the lobby shows that no one else has arrived or departed. His jet copter is still parked in the hand garage, gathering rust.
Gathering rust, Holmes? Metal processes are now such that rust has been unknown for over a quarter of a century.
Gathering rust, Watson, a figure of speech like, oh, by jingo, or 23 skidoo.
Some sort of Latin gibberish, eh?
About Mr. Bixby, I suggest that you check all of the rooms and look for an entry that might have been forced.
Good idea. I'll do that. I say, Holmes, take a look at this in the next room.
What is it, Watson?
Well, it would appear to be a body. What do you think?
Elementary, my dear Watson. That, I would wager, is the missing Mr. Bixby.
Gad! How do you deduce that, Holmes?
Elementary. The face, the body dimensions. They're all on file. Dead, is he?
Right again.
Two weeks in this apartment without food, without communicating with the outside. Just a hunch.
But look here, Holmes. There doesn't seem to be a mark on the body.
No tiny dot on the left earlobe?
Not a dot.
No minute puncture beneath the right armpit?
No hole.
Perhaps a pallid discoloration of the lower lip?
Not a shade. Don't tell me you're baffled, Holmes.
Wait. Do you notice anything unusual about this room?
Unusual?
Heat. My sensitive centigrade perceptions would estimate the temperature in here to be 46.3 degrees centigrade. That would be approximately 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
What?
I said 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mind if I take my coat off?
Not at all.
What do you make of it, Holmes?
I'd check the all-weather solar dome lights.
Why, you're right. It seems to be jammed.
Precisely. The rheostat has burned out, leaving the solar light burning brightly.
Then you would diagnose the cause of death as...
Elementary, my dear Watson. Cedric Bixby the 14th died of sunstroke, suffered in his own bedroom.
Gad, Holmes, you're wonderful. One of the finest electronic robot computers ever assembled.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
I'm afraid we'll have to do something about that thermokinematic circuit of yours, though. Sounds like the heat's got you. You've blown another storage capacitor.
Welcome the Republican minority leader of the Senate and well-known recording star in his own right. It's a great pleasure having you here with us.
Well, it's more than a pleasure for me to be here.
You know, there are those who say you are the greatest parliamentarian in the history of the Senate.
Nobody ever described it better.
We've been noticing your rather flamboyant hair, Senator. Is there anything you'd care to tell us about your barber?
He died 10 years ago.
Yeah. understand you employ 200 secretaries just to handle your mail.
Oh, yes.
Well, about how much mail do you receive as an average?
I received a postcard about 3.5 years ago.
We're reluctant to even mention this, but is it true that you are running a small bookie operation in the rear of the Senate?
Did you see that ad in the paper?
Come on now, we know you're joking.
If you want to make a bet, come into my office.
Greatest name in Fancy Lemon brings you WRC's Good Manners Can Be Fun show, featuring the very world-renowned Miss Mamie Van Belt. Now, to our studios and Miss Van Belt. Welcome to our show, Mamie.
Thank you, Willard, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Myself and my husband Oliver are here this evening. Oliver, say hello.
Hello.
Thank you. And this evening we're going to discuss a very fascinating topic, the proper placement, seating arrangement at the dinner table when you're having a party.
We all know good manners can be fun, and of course it's very important to seat people at a dinner party next to each other to stimulate the conversation,
correct,
to make the dinner sparkle, to compliment the chef's coiffure.
I think you mean cuisine, don't you?
I think
that's the type of... Oliver, how many times have I told you to double-check your scripts when you write them?
Very near.
Oh, why don't you shape up or ship over, for heaven's sake?
I'd like to ship over.
Now then, we're going to discuss the proper chair seating arrangement at the table. Beginning, of course, with the head of the table, where one usually finds the head of the house. Oliver, would you sit down there at the head of the table, please?
Thank you, yeah.
All right. And now then, usually you sit the husband and wife next to one another. However, when you're having guests, it's best to have someone else sit next to the husbands and wives, separating them, because a lot of husbands and wives don't even talk to one another.
Well, now, then, in this seating arrangement you have here, your husband, Oliver, will be sitting next to you, so you'd like to...
I don't like that at all,
no,
Oliver.
Okay.
Now, Oliver, you're definitely not the head of this household. Would you move down 2 chairs, please?
Yes, dear, I'll
do it. All right, sit right down there. Now, that's better. Now, then, of course, you want to make sure that if you have people who aren't married, that you have two eligible single people sitting together. Possibly Cupid will go to work. You see what I mean?
I see. You're tingling with excitement.
Yes. In that case, Oliver, you're still in the wrong. So would you move down 3 chairs, please,
yes,
Oliver?
Yes, dear. I'll just...
That's much better. And now then, of course... A second, Oliver, why don't you just sit at the foot of the table, Oliver?
Yes, dear.
Sit down there where you won't be noticed.
Sorry, dear.
Oliver's not much of a conversationalist, and he makes the party...
Down here at the foot of the table, dear. Is that all right?
We have
me a little lettuce. I'm getting very hungry all the
we
time.
We have a problem here, Oliver.
Some stuffed celery and maybe one of those big red olives.
We have 13 people at the table and only 12 chairs.
I'd like my roast beef medium.
Oliver, you're not going to be able to sit at the dinner table for this party. Why don't you just go out in the kitchen and eat with the help?
Yes, dear.
All right. Right out there, Oliver. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, I...
Hi, Gally. It worked.
Excuse me, Oliver. I'm Ed Walker from the show.
Do you
always let your wife bully you around and push you around like that?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you don't ever fight back?
Oh, no.
You let her... I mean, she literally threw you out of the dining room.
I love it. I'd like back in the kitchen.
Why do you want to eat in the kitchen?
Cook's got a daughter.
The kind of a child is a kind of a child I never take. My heart is young and my brain, but I like you. To try and see if this kind of love's for a kind of a girl like me. You've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. I fit so easily. Here in your arms. to try and see if this kind of a love for a kind of a girl like me.
Love Interpretation for All of Those Young at Heart. Gail Garnett's This Kind of a Love.
Hi there. This is Jenny James with a special message for my heart. It said that the family who prays together will always stay together. So next Sunday is a day for the family. Why don't you attend the family group, the church of your choice, this Sunday?
You get the idea you could make it all by yourself.
And, dear people, do not forget, keep in mind that today is Sunday, the 7th of July, 1968, and a story now from Mattica, California. This is called The Senior Violator. Frank Matheny was arrested after police halted him driving a souped-up foreign-built motorcycle. He was charged with not using his rearview mirror.